Welcome to Business Video Marketing Strategies. Hello, I'm David Cummings, and I'm very excited about what video can do for you. Expanding your business exposure with video and other hot social methods. Video can showcase your business or venture with ease, highlighting your most valuable message by way of pictures, motion, and video voiceovers. You can literally portray your message in only seconds or minutes with the right video presentation. People really connect with video, and the big question, are you connecting with your customers? This week we're going to have a look at many different types of the business videos and see what you can apply in your business. The most important Right, this is most important. As you're going through, you got to realize that you're making a business video, not a Hollywood production. And this will showcase in everything you do. And you can have little transitions and intro music, pictures, motion, text. You can even showcase yourself. But it's most important that you keep it simple. You can be clever, but most important, you have to have a clear call to action. You have to have a direction of where you want your customers to go. We're going to have a look at introductory videos, lead capture videos, product sales videos, advertisement videos, and training videos in this session. Right, now let's get into it. First up, we've got introductory videos. Introductory videos is really where you're saying hello or you're being welcoming. You're not selling anything, you don't want to sound salesy, and it's got to go for a very short period of time. It is literally just saying hello. Welcome to our site. This is what you can get out of it, and thank you for visiting. Basically, that's all you really want to say. It's got to be short, and it's got to be to the point. You can't muck around with going back and forth with wasteful information. Right, now with introductory videos, you're not actually saying hello to everybody. You're just saying hello to you, the customer, the single customer who is visiting your site. You've got to keep it very personal, otherwise you'll feel as if you're losing people to the masses. Okay, we're going to have a look at a few examples of great introductory videos here. Okay, here's an example of an introductory video I found at healthyremedies.com.au, and I believe it's okay for a health site, however not done strictly correctly because it is way too long and not clear. The message is not exactly short, sharp, and to the point. In other words, I don't know what he wants me to do. So let's just have a bit of a look. It's got a nice logo coming through, a little bit of introductory music. It has a title.
Welcome to healthyremedies.com.au, the online home of the Happy and Healthy Wellbeing Centres. If you're struggling to rid yourself of embarrassing belly, butt and thigh fat, and you're after a fast, healthy, permanent way to get rid of your excess weight, then congratulations, you're in the right place at exactly the right time. That's because the good news is, you can shed weight and feel great without strenuous exercise, without starving yourself to death either. I'll fill you in on all the details in a minute.
Okay, and then it goes on and on. Now, the lighting is not fantastic. The picture is not exactly clear. However, it is a reasonable video, and it shows up right in the prominent place of your website. I found another one, and it is at toolsforlife.com, and it started up automatically when I arrived at the site, and it seemed to be okay. The only issue they had there is that they hosted it on their own site, or some other site which is not great for bandwidth because it keeps stopping and starting. Anyway, I'll have a bit of a look and show you. Are you ready to make a commitment? And it goes on, not just any commitment, a commitment to your success. Now this is a life coach site. It's got a lot of tools and information showing up of what you can do with this life coach program. It goes for 57 seconds, and it gives me a fair idea of what what they're on about, which is great. Okay, it just keeps going on about what they offer, that we provide the roadmap if you want to set your goals and we can show you how to do it. And then it's Tools for Life, join for free, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that video there was rather well as an introductory video. The thing you have to mind when you're doing introductory videos is they should be automatically started or in a prominent position where the viewer can click on it if they wish and click it off if they wish as well. And it should be short, sharp, and to the point with a single call to action, which is most probably have a look around our site, welcome, enjoy what you're looking for, and all that sort of stuff, but no sales whatsoever. It should be purely introductory. Okay, next on the list, we've got lead capture videos. And this is where you would ask your prospect to fill in a form for something for free or worth value. And they would happily give you this information, their personal details, for something that is really worth it. And it might be some sort of the reason has to be very good. It has to be worth their while. And you'd want to make sure that you over-deliver things. So before they give you their personal details, you got to make sure that you're going to give them great value and a real reason for getting their information. They're not just going to give it to you for any reason. It's got to be a good reason. Just remember, it's all about the customer. The things you could give them could be a subscription to your newsletter, a free report, especially really detailed about something special with your field or your business, something that they would want to know. You could offer them a discount voucher for future sales. You could give them the latest secrets about what's happening in the industry, and even an exclusive guide where you're not offering it anywhere else except for here, and it's got to be of great value. That way that they would want to definitely give you their details. You've got to keep your lead capture video short and to the point. You've got to make sure your clear call to action is exactly that, very clear. So you could have your lead capture video playing, and at the end of it, you could say, this is what I want you to do. Enter your name and email address, and you will get this great information. You'll get this great free download. Whatever it is, you have to keep it very clear, concise, and to the point. And only one call per action per video. One call to action. That's it. Not two or three, just one. Okay, for lead capture videos, here's a couple of examples which really, really make sense. They are well structured and they give you a good indication of what to do next. Here's an example of a lead capture video. And it is not too bad. It's howtomakethebigbucks.com, and it goes through on an Animoto video, which is just basically a slide presentation, and it goes for 34 seconds, and it's got some decent information here. So as soon as you click on it, it starts, and it explains what they want you to do. It's just saying the Empower Network, it does this, it does that. This is what you can achieve. It's showing some great money tips here and there. So it's really suggesting that you should take a look at it and enter your name and email address, which is not too bad. It's well put together and it's got a lot of animation in there as well. But it doesn't exactly say with a big arrow, click over here or anything. It just says launching soon and watch this space, etc. Another example of a great lead capture video is this one here from siphon.com, and it really tells you exactly what it is on about. It goes for 2 minutes and it explains what they want you to do and what they do.
Hey, it's Brian Winters with a 2-minute video here to reveal my all-new free viral email income system. Imagine being able to make $100, $500, $1,000 or more whenever you need cash with a single 5-minute email message.
So this video is set right in the middle of the page. This game-changing it's got to enter your name and email directly below the video. So it's very, very clear of what they want you to do. It explains what you can get out of it. And towards the end of the video, it goes on about just enter your name and email address.
Techniques which our system really works good. Like crazy speak. Don't get left behind with online. Join now for free. You can easily unsubscribe at any time, but will never want to because the easiest money you'll ever make online will come from having your own private email list. Thanks, and I'll see you inside.
Okay, it explains it very, very well and what to do. Now, I think that is a good example of a lead capture video. Here's another one. This one here is at gethitstoyourwebsite.net. It goes for 2 minutes.
Imagine. Imagine doubling your opt-in and sales conversions almost overnight. What would that do for your ROI? Everyone knows that even the best product and the best system needs good conversion rates.
It basically explains what you can get out of it, why you want to do things,
well be lame,
and then it says right towards the end that you should enter your name and email address with a big fat arrow pointing over to the right-hand side of the screen. So it really tells you what to do. Simply enter your name and email, and you'll get your free downloads. Now that tells the visitor exactly what to do and how to do it. That is a good example of a lead capture video because it is short, sharp, to the point, and tells them exactly what to do. Okay, next on the list, we've got product sales videos. Now, these are where you can sell something to the customer. And it's very important you get this order correct. Now, just remember that it is meant to sell, and it's the idea of a better solution to the customer's problem. So, not necessarily about the product's features, what you're going on about is the customer benefits. And just remember that customer benefits are not product features. Customer benefits are all about the customer, and product features are all about the product. You want to make sure you tie in the product so that the customer will get the most benefit out of it, and you're almost coming to the rescue of a little problem that they might have. Now just remember that you're not meant to bore the customer with useless details about the product. You're probably better off future casting. And what I mean by that is you set a scenario where the customer has a problem and they need the problem solved. And then you could say that how good it would be and how much better off that they would be once the problem is solved and they would imagine themselves with this problem all disappeared and moving forward and they would be so much better off. And it just so happens that your product happens to be right there before them to help solve their problem. Now, it is not the only solution, but it is certainly the best solution for them at this time. And you want to make sure that they recognize their problem and then see your product as one of the solutions. The video can be longer. It can't be too long, but just long enough to portray the whole message. It can't be boring. It can't be a monotone. You have to literally set up a problem, solve the problem, future cast, and show them how much better off they would be, and say, well, we happen to have a product which would help solve your problem, and this is what it would do, and this is how it would work, and therefore you would be so much better off because of it. Just remember that people's attention span is very short, and anything longer than 10 minutes and you're probably going to start to lose them. You want to make sure that your message flows, and your product sales video is exactly that. It solves their problem with your product. You just have to remember that people's attention span are short. Make sure you don't bore people. Okay. Here are some great examples of some product sales videos, Now, we're not going to show the whole lot because they go on a fair while, and this is only a short show. However, it gives you an idea of what to look for, okay? Okay, now, we're on a sales page, and we are at armandmorin.com/tube-course, and it tells the viewer exactly what to do, and it is a sales video. It tells them exactly what they're going to get.
Morin, I have a special announcement that I want to make right now, today. I'm going to reveal to you my brand new secret system, which forces YouTube to give you top rankings anytime you want on demand. And the best part is, for a limited time, it's just $47. Now, here's a question I want to ask you. What if you could get top 10? Top 5, or even number 1 rankings for all of your...
Okay, and the video goes on and on, and it tells you exactly what it happens, exactly what the program is, exactly how much it is, and you just simply go through and click the buy button at the end of the video. It is rather simple, because it's really only a slide presentation. However, they do explain everything with different colors. It is very well structured. The copy is fantastic. And it makes you want YouTube videos to work for you. So I would suggest that that video is a very, very well-structured slide presentation sales page video. Okay, here's an example at clickcashcommissions.com. And it's got some...
The Pupil.
It's got a video showing in the middle of the screen in the shape of an iPhone with a story. And this tells the story about how it all comes together. Showing a pretty girl with a pretty car, with a nice car.
The Millionaire. $3.87 million profit. And now you can too.
Hi there, my name's Jessica, and I'm about to give you...
The story goes on, and it makes you want to keep watching right to the end. And then it presents some sort of opt-in or giveaway, and then it goes from there. But that there is a good sales page video as well. The point is that it's got a good storyline, it's got a good piece of content, and it makes you continue to watch right to the end. And that's the secret with a lot of these videos. If you're going to do a sales page video, it needs to have good copy, and it has to flow in such a way that you are sucked into watching the whole thing. Okay? Great. Next, we have the advertisement video. Right, but first, we just take this short break, and we'll be back in seconds.
Want to get the right tools for your internet business at one place? Get access to thousands of articles and software and even how-to help training videos? It's now available in one spot at the membership site that just keeps on giving. There's even complete PLR there for you to start using right away. Easy, fast, and effective. www.mywealthyweb.com/join. You'll become very powerful in your niche with the right tools. Join today. It's free.
Next, we have the advertisement video, and this is where you might have a really short, sharp, and punchy sales video which tells the customer, here's a problem, here's a solution, here's your product. And it's really short. It could go into the customer benefit. It could show them the value. It could make the product stand out. You've got to make sure all of these aspects are incorporated in the advertisement. And by that, I mean it's got to really flow very fast. Advertisements are very quick, and they're usually between, 10 seconds up to a minute, but no longer than a minute. You've got to look at people's attention span and realize that advertisements are interrupting what other people are doing. They're interrupting their train of thought, but you're throwing something out in front of them saying, hey, before you move on, here's something that you should really look at. Okay? So an advertisement is interrupting, but it's got to capture their imagination and capture their attention only for a very short period of time. You could show a picture or an image of the product and offer better value by doing so. So if it's a radio ad, you want to paint a picture by using descriptive words. If it's in a video or some sort of image, you want to make sure that you include images which stimulate the imagination, that people can understand what you're talking about without using too much of their own imagination. You want to give all the information to them right up there in front. And that's what an advertisement is all about. An advertisement video is motion, right? You want to show some sort of motion picture. You want to make sure you give them all the information so they can quickly make some sort of decision and lock your advertisement away in their brain for later. Okay, next we have the training videos. Now, there's nothing worse than sitting in some sort of training session that just drags on and on and on. You want to make sure that whatever you present is short, sharp, and to the point. Now, it could be a lot of training and a lot of information, but each point has to be concise so that you're not losing people along the way. It can be full of great content, but if your video goes for, let's say, a couple of hours, then you want to probably break it up into half hour maximum per video. So instead of having a 2 hour long training session, you could break it up into 4 half-hour sessions. And that way people's attention span are locked away rather quickly. And they have the opportunity then to move on and go get a drink of water, relax or stretch a bit, and then get back into the next point. And you'll find that if your training video is very, very well structured, that they will want to play the next video almost immediately. Okay, your training has to be very direct. You can't dribble on with things. You have to make sure you present the information such that it flows and that they get exactly what you're trying to tell them by step, okay? It's got to be easy to understand. And by that, if they see something on the screen in front of them, like some sort of screen capture video, they will understand exactly what you mean. It's working through the problem step by step, and that really helps out. Okay, you'd want to number the videos as well. For instance, if you have a 2 hour long video and you break it up into four, you'd go video 1 of 4. And that way they know exactly where they are through the whole series. It just makes things flow a lot better, that's all. Now, there's no real set training video mastermind way of doing things. You just have to make sure that whatever you present makes sense, flows from the beginning to the end, and at the end of the training, that you have answered each one of your questions that your customer or your prospect would have been asking. Whatever you promise in the beginning, you have to answer right through the video, so at the end, you have no more questions to be asked, except for, perhaps, where do I get more training or more information to do with the subject? Okay, just a reminder too that you can download your own free business video marketing training course at gethitchtoyourwebsite.net/video. It is certainly a killer video training course, and it goes through the step-by-step information so that you can get up and running with no fuss, and that's what it's all about. Starting a video, presenting a video, and even uploading it onto the internet. And it's a great course, and I recommend you go get yourself one. Don't forget you can follow us on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/DavidCummingsOnline. You can also follow us on Facebook, which is fb.com/businessvideomarketingstrategies. There's so much information to share, and we're very excited about what video can do for you. Okay, next week we're going to be talking about the video copy. What words do you put into your video? It is very important that you get these right because, after all, words sell. Get this right and you'll have a lot of fun. Get it wrong and you will struggle every single time. Anyway, that's about it for the whole show. Thank you so much for being part of it. I really appreciate your time. I look forward to speaking with you next week. Till then, bye-bye.